Yep.
Is that you, Daniel?
Yeah.
It's us again.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year. It's Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And we understand you're, what, in love?
Who told you this?
We've got our wives. Just shut up and answer the question.
Who is it?
Chloe.
Oh, Chloe. I'll fight you for her.
Which Spice Girl does she look like?
Doesn't look like any of them. Oh. They're all ugly.
Right, you're in love. You gone and got yourself a tattoo, Daniel?
No.
No, you should always do that with your first girlfriend. Don't listen to your mother. I tell you what to do. Grab some money out of her purse, go down the road and fix yourself up a big thumping tat with Chloe on it. Do you reckon you'd give that a go?
No.
Well, why not?
Because it would kill.
So tell us something about Chloe.
She's good at math.
Oh, I'm going to mess.
Yeah, now I'm on to you, Daniel. I'm on to you. This is some kind of do my homework. I'll be seen in public with you kind of deal, isn't it?
Hey, and Daniel, do you have a message for the nation?
Oh, yeah, I have a message that I love Chloe and me sister loves Taylor Hanson.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah?
Have you heard about this constitutional convention in Canberra?
No.
They're looking for intelligent speakers who have got something to say about the state of Australia.
I reckon I'll be that person.
Yeah, what would you have to say to them all?
That it's a cool country and stuff.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
It's the best country in the world.
Oh, yes, now you're talking.
What else you got?
The best rainforest and all that.
That's true.
What else have we got?
The best waterfalls.
Best waterfalls, I agree with that. What else we got?
We don't have any tornadoes.
That's true.
What else?
And my dad reckons he's got the best beer in the world.
The best beer in the world.
BB.
BB.
Alrighty, keep him coming, Daniel. What else? What else?
And my mum reckons, what's that drink called? Lemon Rusty. Lemon Rusty.
She can be the first president.
What else is good?
Can't think of any more things.
You're up on the podium. You've got to have a big finale. What do you say, Daniel? Constitution is ready. We'll pass that message on to the Prime Minister.
Yeah, the President won't care anyway.
Is that right? Why is that?
Because he's a goose.
Why weren't you one of the speakers at the convention, Daniel?
But I don't even live in Canberra. And I wouldn't be going for a 12-hour drive. I've been there already.
Didn't like the place, Daniel?
No, I went there for a school holiday and I mucked up.
What'd you do?
In our cabin, I kept playing loud music.
Oh, what sort of music?
Headbangers.
What about Hanson? You play any of that?
They're girls. Why would I want to play any of them?
Because they're going out with your sisters?
Yeah, right. I tell you what me sister dreamed.
What?
She dreamed that she went, Taylor's dream girl. And she's walking down this thing doing the Ruta dance. And
yeah, Ed.
And there's smoke behind her. And you know in the movies how their hair all blows back?
Yeah.
Like that. And she has this big white dress on. And all of her makeup.
And what's your dream, Daniel?
I don't dream too much.
You've got both feet firmly planted on the ground, that's why, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was glad to know I'm not the only one who's been having that dream.
And Daniel, what will you and Chloe be doing for Valentine's Day?
I know, but she wrote a letter. It's on the fridge.
Oh, read it out.
Go on, grab it.
Hang on. Dear Daniel, thank you for giving back the ruler. We should keep in touch, or maybe we should write. I don't know. Maybe we should just be friends. Write back to me and tell me what you think. If you still like me, we should go do something for Valentine's Day.
Oi, 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 oi. Hey, Daniel, go get a pen and paper and we'll draft a letter back.
Mick can write a response for you if you want.
He'll probably write bad stuff on it.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't trust him.